Today, all of the doulas who are introverts, who do not want to deal with social media, this is the episode that you guys have been waiting for. So I'm super excited. So hey, doulas, welcome to another episode of the Doula Road Trip Podcast. I am here today with my marketing expert. Like, I literally hired this person to do the marketing in my doula business. So I'm really excited to introduce you guys to Amanda. Amanda, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Darielle. It's so nice to be here. And it is awesome to be here sharing with everyone what you've been doing and, you know, what's working for you. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're going to like unleash this big secret that I feel like nobody knows about and nobody talks about. Before we get into that, though, Amanda, tell everyone a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. I am a soon-to-be mother of four. So I'm pregnant with our fourth child. And I own a marketing agency called TDM Marketing. The TDM stands for the Determined Mom, but I had to shorten it down because men were always asking me if they can still work with our company. So I decided to make it initials instead. So it's TDM Marketing. And we specialize really in Google Business Profile Services, which used to be called Google My Business. And we also do SEO, website design, and we also do a little bit of Google Ads. So we kind of help people to kind of create these organic marketing systems that really help them to get clients without having to continuously struggle. And most of all, posting on social media, because I don't like to do it. So why would I tell my clients to do it? So, yeah.
Yeah, I am so freaking excited. So everybody may not know about Google My Business or GMB as it used to be called, right? So let's dive a little bit into what exactly is Google My Business or GMB.
Yeah. So if you open your phone right now and you type in coffee shop near me, you're going to get a little map and you're going to get a little list of locations. I think Google usually says A, B, C. They label them. And then those are actually Google My Business listings. So those are listings that businesses have either claimed or created. And it has all of their information. It has their website, their hours, their menu, their, you know, links, their services, their products, photos, reviews, everything lives in that one space. And it's really helpful because it is Google's way of keeping you on Google longer. Okay. So Google wants you to stay on Google. They don't really want you to go anywhere else, but they want you to have the information at your fingertips so that way you can just click directions, click phone call, you know, click website. So you have all that information there. The other thing, the reason that Google now allows us to edit and, you know, do whatever we want, manage our own listings, is because they want that information to be accurate. They don't want, you know, the hours to be wrong. Have you ever shown up at a business and the hours, like, they're closed or something else? It's very frustrating.
All the time now in the pandemic, like, nobody works anymore. So everything is always closed when it's supposed to be open.
So all those businesses would have to do to retain more customers is literally update their hours on their Google Business Profile and avoid a ton of frustration from clients. So,
yeah. I am so excited that we're talking about this finally on the podcast. So I don't know where my website is, like, on Google. I can't go far enough to search it. I don't have the time. It's probably on page like 1,000 of Google. And so I wanted to figure out how to move my website to page one of Google. And I wanted to pay somebody to do SEO because, like, I logically understand search engine optimization or SEO. It's like people always say you need to figure out what people are typing into Google and use those things on your website, blog, all of that. I'm going to be honest, I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And it feels overwhelming to figure out what people are searching because when you're ingrained in the industry, like, I don't necessarily know what a pregnant person is searching anymore because I'm so removed from that and I'm so deep into birth work.
Yes.
So I always felt like, how do I know this is the right phrase? What's the difference between a long tail keyword and a short tail keyword or whatever? Like, it just felt overwhelming. So I was going to hire somebody to do SEO for my website. It was literally like $800 or more dollars a month to have somebody do SEO. You have to be engaged in it for like 6 months to a year most of the time. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm absolutely not going to do that. Like, I'm not at a place in my business where I can really make that sort of commitment. And somebody in a Facebook group was like, who manages like Google My Business profiles? And I'm like, I'm sorry, are they talking about the little dots on the maps? Like, what does that have anything to do with anything? So tell everybody a little bit about, one, how do you secure your Google My Business profile? Because people who are hearing this for the very first time might be like, wait a second, like, how do I even go about securing that? And then two, how is it so much easier to show up in the map search rather than have your website show up on the first page of Google? Mm,
those are really good questions. So let's start with number one. If you are a brick and mortar, like let's say you have a location, a physical location. Some doulas may have a physical location, like an office or, you know, somewhere they do classes or something like that. If you have a physical location, be sure that you actually Google yourself by your business name first, because Google will often create a listing for those brick and mortar locations. So you don't want to do a duplicate location. You want to search first. And then if you find a listing for yourself that you have not created, you want to go ahead and claim that listing. And it'll have a little question mark that says own this business question mark. Just click that. And then you can go through the process of claiming it. If you don't find that, then what you're going to want to do is actually just go through the process of creating it. So you're just going to go to, I think it's business.google.com, and then you can go through and, or you can just search Google Business Profile and it will walk you through creating your listing. That's going to be an incredibly important step. And if you do nothing else after you listen to this podcast today, that is the one thing that you should be doing. Okay.
100%.
Yeah. Do that. And then the second question, refresh my memory of what the second question was.
Absolutely. Pregnancy brain. So I was asking, like, why is it so much easier for our businesses to show up in like the Google Maps search at the top of the Google page rather than our websites to come up on page one of Google? Like, it feels like we found like the hack, right? Yeah. Where it's like, just stuff all the things into the Google My Business profile. You'll go up to page one of Google. Why is it so much easier to do it that way than to do SEO on your website and get your website on page one of Google? Or maybe it is easy. I just haven't figured out how to do it yet.
Nope. You're 100% correct. It is easier to rank your Google My Business profile than your website.
Oh, okay.
There are thousands of ranking factors on Google. So there's literally thousands of things that can affect how you're ranking on Google, whether it be your website, your Google My Business profile. The top three ranking factors are, first of all, your website. First of all, Google My Business, which is the opposite of what we would think it would be. It accounts for 33% of all of those ranking factors, right?
Oh.
The second one is Google reviews. It's not even your website still. And it's also still tied to Google My Business. The third one is finally your website, right? How important this is. It is important that you have a website, yes, but do you need it to rank on Google? No. Very kind of controversial topic in the SEO industry, but you really don't need it. And to be honest, that's what drew me to this service when I first started SEO. I was like, wait, why is everybody doing this stuff that takes like 6 months to get any results? I want to do this stuff that takes like 6 weeks and, you know, give my clients like amazing results right away. I have ADHD, so I'm very like, I need to know that it's going to work and I need to know that, you know, what I'm doing is going to be effective and I want those results for my clients. So 6 weeks is like, you know, I would say about 2 months, 3 months. I would say 6 to 9 weeks is the average that we can start seeing results. So if you give it a full 3 months of really putting your effort into it, you're going to start seeing those changes. You're going to start moving up the ranking. So that's how important it is. Again, it's important to have a website for all of your information to live. But if you're trying to get traction really quickly in your business, this is the way to go.
Absolutely. And people are trying to quit their 9-to-5s. They're trying to walk off their job. Nobody has a whole year to wait around to start to build up their doula practices. So I appreciate you so much for telling the truth, because so many people say, if you're going to be in business, you need a website, you need rat cards, you need business cards. And nobody really talks about how do you get in front of the people that really want to purchase your services? Because let's be honest, businesses can't live without money. Like, money is the blood of your business. And so if it's not making any money, you're going to be at your corporate job for a long time trying to figure out, how do I get this business to make money? Let's go back a little bit, because I asked you two questions in one, and I want to go back to what you were saying about brick and mortar, right? So I'm a doula who does not have a brick and mortar business, but I do have a Google My Business profile. So let's talk a little bit about that. I am a home-based business, technically, mm-hmm. but like I don't use my home address. I actually got a PO box. I'm not sure if that was the right thing to do or not. I know you could get a PO box. I know there are virtual addresses as well that you can purchase. What are your thoughts for people that own home-based businesses? Because I know it's not necessarily advised to use your home address just because you never know what kind of crazy people you'll run into in this business world. So talk a little bit about securing an address for a Google My Business profile if you're a home-based business.
Yes. So you're still going to want to use your home address for a business that does not serve clients at your house. The great thing is you can hide that. So Google is not going to show your house on the map. It's not going to show your address on the map. It's going to serve you as a service-based business instead of a location-based business. So like I said, coffee shop, if you search a coffee shop, their address is going to be right there. You're going to click directions. The directions option is not going to work on your listing, which is great because, you know, when people are rolling up to your house with a baby, right? So
preferably not.
Yeah. So, you know, so you don't have to worry about that. So as you're creating your listing, you want to make sure that you check that little box that says, I don't serve clients at my house. This is a, you know, it'll say like home office or, you know, I don't serve clients at this location, basically. And that allows you to set a service area. So you have 20 different zip codes or cities or, you know, whatever that you can put in to specify where your service area actually is. And you want to try to stay within about 2 hours of your, you know, your home location, just as a guideline. And then that way Google is not going to flag your listing and you're going to get the most traction for your local clients, especially in this industry, because the doula is literally the service provider. So you're not going to probably be doing a lot of virtual doula work. Although if you do, you can, you know, certainly put in other cities and things like that. But I would highly recommend staying within that 2 hours of your home. And as far as the PO box goes, it is useful if you're going to be doing stuff like email marketing, because you are also required for email marketing to put an address in your email marketing service. So that way it shows up at the bottom. You are required to do that. So a PO box does come in handy in that case. So you can't use a PO box for Google My Business. However, you can use a PO box for something like email marketing and a lot of other different things that are going to be going on in your marketing, even just getting mail for your business. So,
okay. Thank you so much for clearing that up about the address for sure. And I wanted to ask you about the Google My Business profile, like what do you put on it type of questions, if that's okay, because I started with my profile and I was like, okay, now I have this beautiful Google My Business profile. I can do photos, I can do videos, I can do text, I can do all these updates. And I'm like, I don't know how often to do them. I don't know what to post. I don't know like how to kind of talk. You know how sometimes on different social media platforms, they have like a little joke, like this is how you show up on Facebook. This is how you show up on Instagram. This is how you show up on LinkedIn. And so with Google My Business, I was like, I really have no idea like what to say, what to do, and how to show up. So talk a little bit about that, like some of the elements that we do have control over on our profile and some of the things that we may want to consider adding to make it an attractive profile for potential clients.
Yeah, that's a great question. There are a lot of elements to Google Business Profile. So
yes.
When you go on and you look at it, I mean, there's just it, on the back end alone, there are so many things. I'm actually going to pull it up so I don't miss anything. But
okay.
The first thing that people see is going to be your cover photo. Okay. So that's like the photo up at the top. If you don't have a cover photo, you might see like the map coming up with like either your service area, like the map of the United States service area, that kind of thing. It's okay. But I would totally rather see a, you know, service area or I mean, an actual like really nice photo there with, you know, something that represents your brand. So that's what we would rather see. You're also going to be able to have your website. So you're going to have a one click to your website. So people can just literally click right to your website. They can call you. So you definitely want to have your phone number. If any of these things are not completed, Google is going to consider that your listing is not complete and they may or may not serve you. So you're not going to be a priority for them if your listing isn't completed. So that's kind of a bummer, but it's also kind of a good thing because we want complete businesses to, you know, to be competing. We don't want, you know, people that are just kind of like, eh, you know, we want to have all the information.
Okay.
Reviews is also something that's really important that's on there. So you're going to want to collect reviews, and some people will collect reviews. Like I have clients that have collected, before we started working with them, thousands of reviews on their website through like their booking, like say a hair salon. They'll have like an automatic review thing built into their booking system.
Oh, okay.
Those reviews are not going anywhere. They're not helping them at all. They're literally internal in their booking system and they can be displayed on their website, but it doesn't give any traction. So those thousands of reviews that they have should be on Google. So always send your review requests to Google. I wouldn't even send them to Facebook. I wouldn't send them anywhere else. I would only send them to Google. Okay. You can put your hours on there, which is really helpful. There's also a place where you can set, let's say you know you're going on vacation next year. You can actually say, we're going to be closed from this date to this date. And then that way, when anybody goes on that date to look at your profile, they're like, oh, temporarily closed or whatever it is for vacation. Then they're going to know that that's, you know, what's going on.
Okay.
Another thing that's really cool that you can do is question and answer. So if you have commonly asked questions, like doulas have a lot of commonly asked questions, so I do believe. So you can actually go on there and post those questions and answer them before anybody even asks. Because what can happen is the general public can also answer those questions, right? So if someone says like, what is it like to work with a postpartum doula? Someone else can go on and say, oh, it was great, but mine didn't do this or that. And it might not even be about you in particular, but it could be about, you know, something in general. And it could give your listing a little bit of a negative, you know, it's not going to affect it overall. But if someone's really looking at your listing and reading, it's going to potentially give them kind of like well, I don't know about hiring a doula now, you know. So you want to go in and answer all those questions with as much honesty and positivity as you can to avoid just the random stranger answering those questions for you. So you can also post updates. So this is what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And an update on Google Business Profile is an amazing thing. You can post a picture. You can post a video. And both of these things are going to give your listing more of a visual appeal. You're going to also get calls to action. So you can do, let's see if I can remember them, sign up, learn more, book, call. And I think there's another one that's kind of like, shop, right? So you can do any of those. And they're actually just going to create a little link or a button on your update. And it'll take you, you know, whoever's clicking on it right to that action. If it's call, your number is going to come up on their phone. They're going to start calling you. If it's shop, they're going to go right to your website to purchase. Book, they're going to go right to your booking link. It's just really helpful to be doing those things. Google likes it when you do one post per week minimum. Okay. Every 7 days, you have to do one post or update. And in TDM marketing, we do three posts per week because we've done one and we've also done three. And the difference in traction over the course of a year that our one client gets versus our three client gets is, you know, just kind of remarkable. We're talking like hundreds of percentage point differences in views and calls and website visits. So there's no reason to just do one post. And like you said earlier, I also was doing an audit the other day on a potential client, and she's posting to her listing regularly, like every single day, which is amazing.
Oh.
But she's really just repurposing content from Instagram. And that type of content, like you said, doesn't work for Google My Business because it's really about like what's going on in her day, like what, you know, kind of like more lifestyle things mm-hmm. rather than what her business actually does for people, which every piece of content that you put on Google, you have the opportunity to give Google information about your business, what you do, where you do it, and what problems you solve for your clients. So
okay.
Each post, you have 1,500 characters in order. Okay. Like, that's a lot. That's like that's a mini a blog that's post, a blog right? Post.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you have 1,500 characters that you can literally work in keywords. You can work in your location. You can work in your services into those posts and give people an idea of what you do, where you do it, and all of those things, right? So making sure that you're taking those opportunities to do that. Yeah. If I had a choice, if I told everyone on this podcast what's going to change your business, posting on Google My Business as opposed to posting on Instagram, you're going to see a much bigger return on posting on Google than on posting on Instagram. So,
okay. Let me ask you this. For people that are claiming a profile for the first time, how long does it take for that profile to actually start registering and to start like making a difference for your business?
Yeah. So once you verify it, you are going to have to go through a verification process. And thank goodness now, a lot of times with service-based businesses, they'll either do a text or a phone call, right? Okay. So you'll get either a text right to your phone with a code, or they'll do a phone call. So it could be within minutes that your listing is up and running. If they request a mailer to be sent to you, then that's going to take probably at least 5 business days.
Okay.
They do still do that with some businesses. I don't know what their rhyme or reason is as far as what ones they choose, but they still do that. So it could be anywhere from minutes to 5-6 days until you get it up and running. However, to see traction, as long as you're posting regularly, as long as you've optimized your listing, you have everything filled out, you're going to see results probably within about 6 to 9 weeks. So
okay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to put my cell phone number on my business page, I ended up getting a Google Voice number and using mm-hmm. that number as my business number. Is that something that's good practice or is there a better way?
Yeah, I think that's great. As long as there's, okay. as long as someone can reach you, that's going to be the main thing. You really want to make sure that you have that and just have it forwarded to your cell phone, you know, like it's just going to go straight to you. I use something called Dialpad. So mm-hmm. It's very similar to Google Voice. I just have, a couple different numbers for different things, and I love it.
So Google Voice is free. How much is Dialpad?
I think it's like $40 a month or something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, cool. And the dreaded question for me is always about keyword research. So I feel like with doulas, it's a little bit different, right? Let's be honest, because when people talk about doing keyword research, you type in things like photography or yoga or fitness, right? And like in the everyday world, people know what that is. Mm-hmm. For doulas, I feel like it's a little bit different because birth doulas, postpartum doulas, fertility doulas, adoption doulas, death doulas, like whatever type of doula work you do, a lot of people have not heard of doulas. And so right. I'm trying to figure out, okay, so what if somebody type in if they're like pregnant or first time mom? So give me like your best tips for people like us who have super unknown industries, but are mm-hmm. trying to do keyword research in order to attract the type of people that we're looking for to our businesses who ultimately they don't know about us, but we know everything about them.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing ever. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, that happens in many industries. So like someone could be like a house painter and not know what people search for when, it's just something that really happens a lot.
Okay.
Because there's that disconnect between being in the business and doing the business.
Absolutely.
And actually like being a client that needs the services of the business. There's
absolutely.
I feel like that exists across every industry. So don't feel bad because it's literally a thing. But just think about, like, if you're pregnant, think about being pregnant and being overwhelmed. Like, one thing, like military bases, you think about this. A lot of those military people do not have support, right? So mm-hmm. they're away from their family. They're having a baby, maybe for the first time. So just put yourself in that particular person's situation. What would a person that doesn't have family around search for when they're trying to find help for after they have the baby, right? Mm-hmm. So they're going to be searching for, like, help with baby after birth, you know, mm-hmm. like just like
babysitter, nanny,
super simple, like super simple things, you know, mm-hmm. Like infant care, newborn care, and even some questions like lactation consultant can lead into your business because okay. there is an overlap there of those services. So you also want to think about those parallel services that maybe you're not a lactation consultant, but you either partner with one or you refer to one or something like that. Mm-hmm. You probably will get business from that for even for Google Ads. I know we were talking about that, but that's also a good keyword because those people that are searching for a lactation consultant have just had a baby, right?
Yeah.
That's your audience. So anything that they're searching for that is in that audience, like anything that they're searching for maternity, mm-hmm. that is your birth, you know, your birth doula audience. Anything okay. that they're searching for postpartum, like infant, newborn, you know, anything like that, those are going to be your postpartum doula clients as well. So,
yeah, I love that you said that because so many people are thinking about like getting back, right? Getting back their body mm-hmm. after baby. People are thinking about like, okay, like these photos, right? So newborn photography and getting like the fresh 48 photos, I think is what they call them, or, yeah. you know, getting a newborn package to follow their newborn throughout the first year so they can constantly have new photos. And of course, like all of the things that you need to buy consistently, diapers, wipes, all of those things now that you have a newborn. So I love that you brought that up about like, what do they need? What are they looking for? And like parallel services as well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one other question about Google My Business. And that's like, is there a way to, for people who like want to hire you, like what should they be looking for? Or if they want to hire any marketing agency, what should they be looking for when they're looking to hire somebody to take over like their Google My Business profile? Because like you said, like some of it we're going to know and we're going to do well claiming the profile. Maybe even some of us will do the updates and the videos and do it consistently. But then some of us will be like the client who you said, like taking content from other places and not necessarily mm-hmm. posting things that resonate and then not seeing any traction and then getting frustrated. So yeah. people may want to like get more support, may want to get more help, hire an agency, do a course, like talk a little bit about what people should look for and any options that people have available.
Yeah, definitely. So there are not a lot of agencies out there that do Google My Business.
Okay.
Just because most SEO agencies will include it and kind of like lump it into SEO. And what they do with it
okay.
is they'll claim it for you and literally let it sit there. And there's nothing that gets done with it. So it's a very common thing in the SEO industry for Google My Business to be discounted as well. I've been one of those outspoken people in the SEO industry, and I have, you know, different webinars and panels and things that I've been on, you know, kind of stressing that importance because it is, it's like literally like I can rank it, you know, I can get someone ranking without their website. Like just, you know, if that can be done, then obviously it's very, very important.
Right.
So I want to stress that look for an agency that does offer Google Business Profile services because okay. that's going to be really important and not just SEO. So if they just offer SEO and they're like, oh yeah, we do that too, that's probably not going to be where you want to go.
Right.
If you're really just looking for that service. So,
okay.
I will say that. As far as, you know, how to know if they've gotten results for people, I would just ask, you know, okay. like say like, what kind of results have you seen for people? We have our results clearly posted on the website with, you know, actual reports from clients. We like take little screenshots of the reports and, you know, provide them because we want to make sure that you understand what the potential is, but also what that return could be, like how long it could take, those kinds of things. Because there is no such thing in marketing as snapping your fingers and this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. But there is a way that you can literally strategically place yourself in the right places when the right people are searching for you. So
I love that. Does it cost $800 a month? Or do you have to always pay monthly for Google My Business services like you do for SEO? So like, tell us a little bit about like what the range would be and how like the payment structures go from what you've seen in your industry.
Yeah. So actually we just had a very large client approach us and we did a lot of market research for this client to kind of find out like what is that industry average for Google My Business Management services. And it turns out that it's about $334 a month is the industry average. And that was about an audit of about 15 different agencies. Okay. And so our pricing is around $377. And so it just depends on that particular agency, okay, but it is way less of an investment than SEO. So if you're looking to get started in something, looking to kind of get that initial traction, I would highly recommend, you know, doing at least 3 to 6 months of a Google My Business Management service and see where that gets you and then go from there.
Okay. And beyond 6 months, do you feel like it's beneficial for people to keep going? And do you feel like people should keep doing it through the life of their business? Is it not effective anymore after a year or two? Talk a little bit about like what that looks like long term, the relationship.
Yeah, it is definitely always effective. Our clients that we've been with for several years are still like month over month, we're still seeing increases. So if we're still getting more calls, more website visits, more direction requests every single month, it's definitely worth it to keep that going and to keep, you know, seeing more and more results. One of our doula clients is in Portland and she's a very fun client, but we've been working with her for, I think about 2 years now, since 2020. And we basically, she had like zero, like ground zero for her listing. We literally like created her listing for her. Claimed it, you know, did all of the things. And she started her, at that point, she had 8 doulas on staff. Then she increased to 16. And now she's up to like 30 some doulas on her team. And that is the direct result of, you know, us managing the Google My Business profile and getting her the phone calls and the inquiries and those kind of things. And now we've actually, now she has the budget for SEO. So we've moved on to you know, SEO with her and she's already seeing results from that too. So it's just, you know, you just start where you are, start where you can.
Yeah. For people that don't have the budget to start with Google My Business services and to hire your agency, talk a little bit about some of the other things that you guys have provided for people that want to go like the do-it-yourself or DIY route.
Yeah, definitely. So we have a lot of resources. There's a page of literally just free Google My Business information on our website. So you have that link. And then we also have a workbook that you can purchase that literally walks you through every single step of the optimization process. So there's a worksheet in there where you list out all of your locations that you want to be, you know, in. Everything is in there. It shows you step by step how to do it. And then there's also a companion to that, which is an optimization course, which the workbook is included in the course. So don't buy the workbook first and then buy the course. If you want to just, you know, get that, I would opt for the course because the workbook is also included in that. And it's going to walk you through videos of how to do all of those implementations and changes. So
okay, awesome. And would you allow like the public to do like a pick your brain session? Because I know that that's another offering that you have where people can book for like 60 minutes or so, ask you some questions and like kind of get on the right path as well, which is a little bit less and you can kind of give people a strategy for how to move forward.
Yes. So we also do that. So you can just book a call and, you know, we'll just get on Zoom for 60 minutes and we'll work through any of your marketing issues. I do that for Google Ads. I do that for Google My Business, websites, Google Analytics. There's so many different things that we've done that for. Building websites. I've actually had clients hire me for months at a time because they want to actually see how their website is built. And I'm fine with that. Like, just let's just jump on a call. It's more fun to do it with someone else, right? So, yeah.
Love that.
So, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so selfish question. How are you guys getting people to fill out reviews? Because I feel like that's, like, the hardest part. Like, my clients will literally bake me cookies, write post-it notes, give me flowers, like, do all of these things. But I have the hardest time actually, like, sharing the Google My Business link, which I do, so people can give a review, but then having people mm-hmm. take the time to give the 5 stars, make the comment, and submit the review. So what have you guys seen to be most effective? And second part of that question, is it cheating to have your colleagues and other people who you worked with, like maybe a chiropractor or OB, mm-hmm. to fill out a Google My Business review if they weren't exactly a client but can attest to, like, your character and how you work?
Mm-hmm. Those are all good questions. So let's start with the, is it cheating? Yeah. It's not cheating, but there is a possibility that Google may flag that review as spam, just because Google has, like, a super, high spam filter on reviews right now. So if it's not referencing, like, it was great working with her, if it's using a different kind of tense of speech, like, she is a great person, you know, like, nothing referencing your work, it may flag that and say, maybe that's not really a review. So I will caution you on that and just say there is that potential. Mm-hmm. The worst thing that's going to happen is it's just not going to show up on your listing. Right?
Okay.
So that's literally the worst thing that would happen. But if you, any review is a good review if it gets on there, you know? So
right.
Like, as long as it's 5 stars, if they're leaving you a 4-star and they're calling you a friend or a colleague, you better question that. But
yeah.
So that's the first thing, or I guess the second thing. Back to the first thing, and getting reviews from people is not always easy. And we actually do offer a service called Review Generation. And the key to this, okay, is there is a purchasing high. Okay. So for every single purchase that we make, there is a purchasing high. For you, I do believe that purchasing high would be when the mother wakes up well rested, right? Goes downstairs, her baby is sleeping, and you're about to leave her house, right? She's like, yeah, that would be the purchasing high for a postpartum doula.
Okay.
For a birth doula, it's probably a few days after the birth. She's settled down. Things are kind of okay. Maybe she even has questions. Maybe you want to reach out via email. Mm-hmm. That might be a good time. But there is that purchasing high. When we get our hair done, it's literally the day that we get our hair done. Because you sleep on it, not the same the next day. So...
Right.
You know, when you get a new car, it's not the day that you get the new car because you're going to be out showing it off, washing it, getting gas, buying things for the car. Mm-hmm. It's a couple days later when you're driving to work, you know, like you're like, oh, this is such a nice car. That's when you get them. Mm-hmm. So you want to A, capitalize on that purchase high.
Okay.
And B, make it super easy for them to leave you a review. So you said, you mentioned about the Google review link, which we haven't touched on yet, but there is a specific link that you can go into the back end of your Google business profile mm-hmm. and grab, and it literally, someone hits that link and it brings up the box to start typing the review.
Okay.
You don't want to send someone onto Google and say, Google my business and you'll find a way to leave me a review.
Right,
it doesn't happen that way because it's very hard to find how to leave a review when someone does that, because they literally have to click on reviews and then they have to click on write a review. It's this little tiny thing at the top. So making sure that you make it easy and hit them in that purchase high is going to be really important. I love using QR codes for our clients. I just created one for you.
Yeah.
So you can use that on, you know, postcards or anything that you have. But if you leave a postcard on her counter when you leave with that QR code on it, maybe she sits down and feeds the baby the next time, reading the postcard, scans it with her phone, leaves a review, you know?
Okay.
So hitting those two things is going to be crucially important. So.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else you want to leave everybody with as we come to a close?
The main thing is you must go do this today. So absolutely. Don't wait another day. If you haven't claimed your listing, one thing we talked about beforehand is if someone is searching for something that they want to buy, they're going to search on Google. Now, you might say our industry is different because people will go into mommy groups or first-time parenting groups or whatever, and they'll ask if anyone has a doula reference. That is true. However, they're still going to Google you after they get that reference because they still need to see for themselves what it's like to work with you, what other people have experienced working with you, do you have any bad reviews? All of those things are going to come into play. So if you're not on there, you're not even findable, you don't have a listing, that's probably going to take you off of that list of references that they got. So something to think about, but just go do it right now. Like, it takes 5 minutes to claim it, 5 minutes to create it. Do it now.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Amanda, tell everyone about your podcast and then where they can follow you on social media as well.
Yeah, I have a podcast and it's called The Determined Mom Show. It is literally created all about marketing, parenting, business, everything that us as mom business owners, which probably most of the people listening are, you know, it's all about everything that we can do to improve our lives. And the whole premise is to build wealth and basically tranquility, which is something that I'm always chasing, just like a peaceful moment, being happy with, you know, that balance of work and business and life and, you know, the kids. And then also multiplying those moments that we really look forward to, like going to the school play and all of those things that we really want to be able to do with our kids. So that's the whole reason that the podcast exists. So definitely listen. There's lots of Google My Business stuff on there, lots of life, parenting, everything on there. So
okay. I'll make sure to link the podcast. I'll link your website. You are also so generous as well. And you're sharing with us a PDF that is a marketing system outline for everybody who's like, I really want to get this going. I really want to get started. I want more information. Amanda has graciously given us like the 6 different components that you need in your marketing system. So that way we can go through and put those things in place. I want everybody to have a massive 2023 and to be able to attract all of the clients and all of the goodness and make all of the impact that we were destined to make. So definitely take some time out of your busy schedule to make sure you click those links and you follow up. And Amanda, I just want to thank you so much for being on the podcast and especially for helping me with my business. I'm super grateful that we're back working together again and that I get to share this with our audience. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. And I'm thrilled that you're bringing this message to your audience because there's literally so much. This is something that I've been preaching about for about 4 years now. And I'm like, no, please just go do it. I don't care if you work with me. I don't care, whatever. Just go do it now, please. It's going to make such a difference in your business. So
yeah, absolutely. It's like a night and day difference. Like I can't wait. And it's so good to see the contact form and it says, how did you find out about us? And then people are like, Google. I'm like, oh my God, yes, it's working.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So we will see you guys in the next episode. Doulas, bye for now.